morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of In the Middle Podcast. I'm trying to be formal here today. I'm not going straight to the point. Good afternoon, good evening. How is your day?
Good.
No.
And you? Nothing like and you.
Not. I don't. Okay. We are going to start again.
Okay. Yeah, give us a second chance.
Give us a second chance.
Yeah. Do the thing.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another podcast. Sorry.
You are. Okay. Give us the final one. Third time is a charm.
Don't give up for me yet. Give me one last chance.
Yes. Let's have it.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of In the Middle Podcast. Today we are here to give you excitement, as we always do. I mean, we've been on for 2 weeks. I think that we should be doing podcasts every weekend because I literally forgot my opening line. What do you think?
No, I think that's too much.
But I need to be practicing.
Yeah, you can practice in the shower now. Like, what do you need?
I should practice.
Is that what people do? People practice in the shower, right? Am I okay. The only one?
Well, true that. I mean, that's true. People practice in the shower.
Tell me, how have you been? Now, you seem a bit better today and happy compared to the previous.
I've realized that in this life, you know, I attended a master class over the past 2 weeks that we have not been around.
Behind me.
And they said in the master class that you have to create your own happiness. You
is that not on Coke? Like on Coca-Cola, create your own happiness. Is that the master class?
I bought a pack of
Okay, I got you.
You got me. I bought a pack of Coke.
That was the master class.
And you wrote it on it. To create your own happiness, you get so regardless of anything that is going on in this world, you know,
you make yourself happy.
I'm trying to make myself happy and then enjoy my life. You could ask yourself how it's been. So, past 2 weeks, you know, I've been trying to do what makes me happy, get enough sleep. Actually, I've been getting lots of sleep, like my quality 8 hours of sleep. I have been getting, if I don't get 8 hours in the night, I will sleep in the afternoon to make up for it.
I think I actually sleep for like 9 hours.
9 hours. So you're getting 1 extra hour than me.
Yeah.
I'll make it up this week.
It's not a competition.
So I mean, I've been creating my own happiness.
Have you not been doing that since? Because I feel like that's the only way to survive as a
well. I have been, but I have not been like focusing on that. Like now is my focus. I have like timetable of things to do to make me happy. Okay.
So one of them is sleep.
One of them is sleep.
Do you want to let us know the other things?
No.
Aside from drinking Coke.
No, you can't know what the other things are. I'm keeping them private. Okay. There are some things in your life you need to keep private.
You are gatekeeping pretty much.
Yes. So you need to look for your own happiness. Don't look at mine. Create your own happiness.
You can share your happiness with others. That's another. I'm sure that's a slogan for somebody else. I don't know who the company is.
But you're not creating your own.
Okay, fair enough.
So how have you been now, Shay? Last 2 weeks?
Today, me, I'm just tired.
You're tired?
I'm just tired.
So you're taking my energy from last
week? There's just too much to do, man. There's just
a lot is going on.
There's just too much to do as an adult.
What's going on in this world?
There's just constant. It does not end.
What's going on?
You know, the thing about when you were younger is like, you'll be like, okay, after this exam, we'll go on all the day.
Yeah.
Again, you know, you rest.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly, there's just always something to fight or to do.
Like, I mean, I wish there was a pause button on earth. Like, you know, the way you systems go on hibernate, like, you can just, like, say, you know what, for the next 2 months, I don't want to do anything in my life. I just want to hibernate.
Go possible.
I mean, if that was the case, man, I could don't press sleep for, like.
But yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, no, it is what it is. You gotta do what you gotta do.
So Tim, what do you have for us today?
So now,
what you say we straight to the point, but you not go straight to the point.
Relax. Some of our listeners like the dallying. You get, and we need to give our listeners what they want.
Okay.
You know, they are saying, let's do foreplay before you go.
I don't know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Right. So today we are just gonna be discussing about stan culture, literally. Like, you know, some people. They carry,
like I've heard that term a few times.
They carry somebody on their head.
Oh,
I mean, it's good for stan culture for our people that our listeners that stand in the middle podcast. You can carry it on your head for as much as you want. So literally, like, we want to know what stan culture is about and why people do it. Like, why would people engage or carry some other people's matter on their head? So do you want to tell us what stan culture is literally?
What I know is just excessive display of, like, you are just fanning the person too much, like blindly. Yeah, like you're just finding a celebrity blindly. I think that's what that
blindly.
You just blindly support them.
So does that mean like stan culture is like bad, or
it can be if you are from the name, if you are following somebody blindly. So let's say for example, a celebrity that you really admire does something bad, and people try to cancel them, and then you still support them.
That's
an example of it being bad. So I think that's what stan culture. I mean, you're the one who's always giving us dictionary definitions. So maybe
yes, according to Wikipedia.
Tim is always according to something.
According to what's the name of that? Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Stan culture can be defined
He's giving social studies teacher.
As you know, like supporting someone excessively.
Okay.
Right. So like you have somebody and you whatever they do, you still support them.
Yeah. To the death.
To the death. Like okay, this person.
That's
like,
good.
You carry their matter on their head. For people that carry my matter on their head, me too, I carry you on my head, my dear. That's how it is.
Carry my matter on their head, you're on your own.
So you don't carry my matter on your head.
Well, that was my business.
Wow. Everybody can see what kind of human being she is.
Yes.
So Shay, do you have anybody you can actually stand? Or do you have anybody you are currently standing right now that they can't do no wrong in your eyes?
I would say the only celeb I would say I really stand is probably
it's me.
TB, would you let me?
Okay, go. Move on.
This is you asked me the question. Now you don't answer.
Oh yeah, don't vex.
This is what you do.
Don't vex. Relax.
I told you I'm not in it. I'm today. If you near me, I will shook you something. I'm not complaining, but if you near me, I will shook you something. Okay. So I'll say some a celebrity I would say I stand is probably Wizkid. But I wouldn't say I stand him blindly. I stand to an extent. Like it's probably like one of the artists I'll say okay.
So Wizkid can't do no wrong in your eyes.
He does not do wrong, he's a good man.
He's a good man.
Which other celebrity I say I stand like that? I can't really think of it. There are not a lot. And the reason why it's Wizkid is because like he's one of the oldest people that you grew up with listening to, so you've kind of seen him all the way.
You can't stand Tufiff.
I don't care about Tufiff like that.
I mean,
he's not even sing anymore.
He doesn't sing that much. You know, when he had the whole issue with his wife, and some people still stood by him and said, you know what, he did the right thing.
So you can't stand, you can't support him in all those things that he's doing because.
Tell him now, he stand support him now. Like you know what,
giving them money.
Man always has to cheat. It doesn't matter.
Okay. What about you? Do you have anybody to stand?
Yes, obviously I do. I have someone I stand.
Is it can't be a woman?
I know. No, it's not a woman.
Because I feel like it's gonna be a woman.
It's not a woman. Relax.
Oh yeah, let's have it.
Lionel Messi.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he can't do no wrong. Even if he misses the World Cup winning penalty, he's still the best player in the world.
Okay.
So funny how even as much as I stand Lionel Messi and I can argue from now until
you can support.
I can support from now until Jesus comes.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care what he does with his personal time.
So that means you're not.
So I'm not. I don't really think I'm more of like a stan, because stan you have to like be following up what the
fully
person is.
Engrossed in yeah, what the person is doing, what they are eating, everything about them.
I mean, I really could care less what Messi does with his life, as long as he plays good football on the pitch for me, and I can defend him all my life.
Okay, let me try and think. Actually, is there any other person out here I stan? Mommy, I don't really care. Like, yeah, I don't really. I can't really think of anybody.
Oh, I stan Kanye West too as well.
I don't stand. Who is Kanye? What's
Kanye? I want you. Come on, like it's Yeezys, man. What are you talking about? Like,
do you have a Yeezy?
I do have a Yeezy.
Are you sure the Yeezy is Yeezy or is
relax? Relax.
You bought it from Kanye store, like
I bought it from Adidas Kanye store, are original.
You sure? The one in where?
Shipped all the way from the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? I have a Yeezy. What's that foam one? The foam runner, yeah.
I don't know.
I have that one. I mean, Kanye West, I've done the best I can. I bought one of your shoes.
So I think supporting is actually a way to show that you actually really.
Yeah.
So do you have Messi's jersey like signed or like the number at the back?
For where I want to see him.
Maybe you travel to Spain to watch watch your stand play.
I've not watched my stand play in real life.
But you've seen him every time.
But before he retires, which is very soon, right, I'm thinking, mm-hmm. I would actually go and watch him play.
Okay.
Maybe the next World Cup.
So what's like some things you've done that is
for okay so
that you say shows that okay like I really stand this person,
right? So I go into Twitter arguments about like relax,
that's a red flag.
We don't choose
as a human being if you're arguing because of his stand.
No, so it wasn't like arguing, right? It was just so when Kanye had the whole anti-Semitic comment on Jews, I don't know if you are,
I have no idea.
So he had this comment on Jews and it was like, I don't want to mention the name, the hospital of the doctor. It was a Jewish doctor, right? When like companies came out and then cancelled this deal, I was like, okay. Ain't no way, like Kanye can't do no wrong. So yeah, it's like you just say what it is, right? And even the whole issue with Kim and people saying it was toxic, I'm like, this dude is just, you know, he has his own peculiarities. That's just what it is. You can't just cancel somebody. Like the guy is a genius, to be honest. He's a musical genius. Right, so whatever it does, you can actually overlook it a bit. You don't have to cancel the guy. So
what of the old? There was one time they was fighting with Kim. Now that he said he bought a house near Kim's house, was it not Kanye?
Yeah, I mean, like,
did you support that?
See,
he's that kind of.
It's Kanye West, right? You can cut him some slack. Right, he made graduation. Do you get? So, like, see, point is, whatever he does, that's the whole point of being someone stan. Like,
just behind
them. You are just behind them, whatever they do. I mean, I really don't care.
Okay, man, it's Kanye West. Is there a toxic? Do you think there is a toxic part of standing somebody? Like, you kind of have to be toxic.
I think there are extremes that I can't go to.
What would you?
Even as much as I stan somebody, or say for example, naming my child Kanye.
I feel like that's basic actually. If you really stan them so much,
I can't name my child Kanye. I can't name my child Messi. Like, I mean, like, there are things that people can do it. People do it all the time, right? But I can't do it.
What of all these ones that have like fan pages?
I can't create a fan page for a fan artist, for a football player. I'm not.
So what can you do? What's your username?
I can argue. I can tell you, oh, Kanye is better than this and that. Messi is better than Ronaldo. I can argue.
So pretty much, I just talk and no action.
It depends, right? So I mean, I can do all that, but I can't name my child after you. I'm sorry. I mean, except if the name is what I like, but not just related
to. So you say you don't like your stan's name.
Like, why do I know? When someone asks me, why do you name a child Kanye? I'll be like, oh, because of Kanye West. Come on now. That doesn't really fly.
Okay.
Then I can't
you have more common sense.
I can't get a tattoo of like the person I'm standing, or I can't write the name on my body. I mean, yeah, people do that. Yeah, like,
fake guy. Tim is it? Everybody is it. Tim is a fake. The fake
guy. Can you tattoo Wizkid's name on your body? Help. Because you are saying you are standing with
told you that I don't really stand like that. But you are saying you do anything for Kanye.
I support Kanye, but like there's a thin line I have to draw.
Okay, so but would you like try all those ones that they'll have a show? You try and get to the front and jump on stage. Would you do that?
I can't jump on stage. First of all,
Timmy, what are you?
No, Shay, relax. As much as I
stand, your own stand has swag.
Relax. As much as I stand, so I have swag. Me too. I'm a celebrity on my own party. You so I need to do things with caution. Like, you get? So I can't. Fine. Can I get front row tickets? I can. Can I stay in the front and pay top dollar to see them? Yeah, I can. But then jumping on stage is just putting yourself in harm's way because bouncer is going to knock.
Would you try and get a meet with them too?
I can't try to get a meet. I can try to get autographs. I can put out my my book or my shirt for them to sign it. But like trying to tell
one final one.
Okay, what
would you DM them on Instagram and be like, please, please, please come to Lagos? Some people do that.
Okay, I think I have
now do like
two. I think I've done it once.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
No, relax, Lee, relax. So I think I've done it once. Oh, okay, Coldplay, right? I'm a very big Coldplay fan.
Okay,
and when Coldplay say they are doing well, first of all, what is it with international artists?
Uh-huh.
When they say they are doing world tour, Africa. Their world tour doesn't involve Africa. I don't understand.
Africa is not.
So I'm a Coldplay stan, by the way, too, as well. So when Coldplay was, when they released, I think, Music of Despair or whatever, I was expecting they were to release tour dates, right? And then I was thinking, if only Coldplay would come to Africa. Like, so I DM'd them, right?
Do you really think they're gonna respond?
No, the point is, like, okay, so I thought they were going to not respond, but then have a look at it. Little did I know. So, you know, then I think Coldplay did a song with Fela's son, I think Femi Kuti, right?
Okay.
And I felt like, oh, they already did a song with a Nigerian. If they want to have a tour, they should probably meet in Nigeria. You know?
So I even calculated.
It was calculated DM that I text, I sent it. So I was like, you know what, let me just send them a DM and say, oh, whenever they are planning their next tour. And I know Chris Martin is listening to this podcast.
Are they a group or a person?
They are a group of four.
Okay.
And he did a song with Burnaboy too. Burnaboy did a song with them. So I'm thinking, you know, like stars are aligning. Very soon Coldplay is going to come to Nigeria. So I was like, let me DM them. Oh,
and they will change their mind.
And you guys will come to Nigeria, all of that. But you know.
So what happened? Did they respond?
They didn't respond. They didn't even read the message.
Really? Are you surprised?
After a while, I was sent it. Because you're
supposed to film the L.
Because you can't.
Nah, maybe they would have read it, but you unsent the message.
I unsent it. Like you can't catch me sleeping. So have you DM'd any celebrity before?
No.
So you've not DM'd Wizkid?
Because I know they are not going to respond.
Why is it like that?
It's just common sense. Like they might respond, but it doesn't make sense. Oh, so what am I supposed to ask him? Please come to what do I want?
Tell him
I
that
want
you, anything from them. You guys should go out and bowl one day or two.
I'm not, as much as I stan some celebs, like I don't care about their personal life.
That's the thing about me. Like I literally could care. I could stan you, but I literally could care less about what you do in your
past. I don't even follow celebrities. I don't follow.
Really, you don't follow. You don't. So as you stan Wizkid, you don't follow Wizkid.
I don't stan. I don't follow. Cause what's the point? I don't care about your life. I want to see normal people on my page, like my normal friends are going to go to.
So I used to have a friend who was a Nicki Minaj stan, right? Tiffany, she probably listened to this. She stan Nicki to the point that Nicki followed her back on Twitter.
For real?
I'm serious.
That's a W. So are there positives to standing into the stan culture?
Well, they're positives. I mean, like, okay, look at it. For example, we are podcasters, right? And let's say I have one particular celeb I'm standing back to back. At some point, they would actually they would see the person.
True. If you are consistent about it. The truth is they actually go through some of these comments and, you know, things and that. So you might get lucky.
Yes.
I just couldn't care. Like, I don't care if my stan follows me or if they respond to my story or whatever. Like, it doesn't do anything. So I don't bother. But some people, it matters to them.
Yeah, it matters.
So if it matters to you and it's important to you for Rema to bring you on stage or for Ira Star to bring you on stage, I'll take that. I'll take it.
Yes, Thames. I'll take that.
So
bring
me
on stage. But like, I don't know. I think I follow Coldplay. I follow Kanye. I think Kanye deactivated his social media at some point back. I'm like, this nigga, you are making it hard for me to
to stand.
You're making it hard for me to defend you. Then obviously Lionel Messi. I follow Lionel Messi everywhere. I mean,
Timmy is the only person I know that wake up 3 a.m. because Messi is now playing.
I do that.
I can never do that.
Messi plays in the MLS now and they play like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night to watch the games. I mean, that's what I do.
Maybe I'm just not a...
Maybe you're not a real fan.
I'm not a star.
So, say, I'm going to ask you now. Uh-huh. Messi or Ronaldo?
You know the answer now.
Answer, let the whole world know. So, I'll know whether we'll continue this podcast.
Or end it here.
Let's go. I'm going to take Indy. I'm going to start a new podcast.
Maybe that's what I'm actually hoping for. So maybe I'll just. So that we can scatter it. I'll pick Ronaldo. But yeah, I think Messi is better.
So can you.
People that know.
Can you, like, fight with somebody over a celebrity? Like,
no, I can't do that.
Maybe the way they are arguing, Wizkid and Davido.
If they've argued safe, I care, like, just for, like, you know. Whiskey FC blah blah blah, but if it's starting to get too serious, I'm not even arguing with you again, because what's the point? Like, Whiskey is not being, you know, it's just,
yeah, right,
it's just normal.
But if you say it's Ronaldo, I will fight you.
Nah.
I mean, like,
you see those ones that used to, they will open fan pages on Twitter.
I mean,
they will buy car for their, like, for the Big Brother people.
Oh, I mean, so that's is that not, like, I don't know, that's weird for me. Like, someone went to Big Brother house. Yeah, listen to this, I'm not trying to throw shades or anything, right? Someone went to Big Brother house. Maybe came out, did not win the prize money, or maybe came second or third. And the people that got out be like, since the person did not win this money, let us contribute money to buy the person a car buy the person a house. They will not give themselves name.
I mean, they're showing love.
I mean, I get it. Like, but there are other ways you can show love to someone than donate your hard-earned money to the person.
I mean,
if the person sings, I'll listen and give you streams on Spotify.
They are entertainers now. Not everything is like directly like playing football or like singing. They are entertainers.
So what do you think about people that donate money from forums and groups? What do you think about that?
First of all, I need to put that nobody will see my own money. But for people that are doing it, keep it up.
More power to you.
But as for me and my house, you will not see my own call. I don't think the only way you can get my money is like for shows.
Yeah, and I know I'm enjoying the show.
There's like a product, maybe like merch. Would I even wear like?
Would you actually buy merch? You can actually buy your stance merch. Say for example, Whiskey. Made in Lagos merch that I did with Nike.
The design is really nice and subtle, because I don't want this one that is just too obvious. Maybe I would buy, but it's usually too expensive and it's not worth it. So let me just, there's no point.
Would I buy
it? Unless they will give it to me, I'll collect.
Funny how, as much as I stand Messi right now, I don't think I can buy a Inter Miami shirt.
Why not?
Because it's pink.
So why are you gay? Is that why I'm gay? But they have other colors now.
I think they have black. I can buy the black.
Probably not good examples of people that are standing. Sure. I'm sure people that stand are, they will do anything. Yeah,
people actually do a lot for whoever they
stand. I think it's out of love, actually, if you think about it.
I mean, it's
out of love. There's a positive side to it. So here's what I think. Remove celebrities out of it. There are some people that are not necessarily celebrities, but you might genuinely like them. So people say I can stand. Not stand, but I would say I watch and really like. I like YouTubers. Like, there are some
she watches. Oh my god.
I'm a YouTube guy.
She watches half of the entire videos on YouTube.
What do you mean?
Like, she would have certain people that I would watch. Did you follow them on Instagram or you just watched that?
I don't care. Just entertain me.
Shey, like, let me watch this one. He has a full tab of YouTube videos.
After I finish
watching that one, you probably say, okay, let me move to this person. How many videos have this person posted lately? You just start watching again.
But as much as I love them and I stand them, I like them, I'm entertained, it's for my own selfish need. That's the kind of person
So you're a selfish person.
I'm selfish. Anything that involves, please support the channel.
You will not find me there.
I don't watch my ankle.
You will not find me there. Like,
but still, you would still kind of like the person. Maybe you like their lifestyle. You know those people that are influencers. You just like the way they do their thing. Maybe you feel like they are. You relate to some of the things they do. You can actually stand them even though you just watch them. Doesn't always have to be the normal footballers. Or those
okay.
Kind of. So it's just, I feel like if you relate to somebody, you're gonna like them and you might support them. Maybe you buy their merch. That is very expensive, but because you feel some sort of affinity towards them. That's everything it bothers. It's just love. Like, people just want to show love to each other.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Timmy, don't.
I mean, wear that pink
Inter Miami.
My heart is softened, you know. Like, if Coldplay ever decides to come to Africa,
go and meet them.
I would. No, relax. If they ever decide to come to Africa, or by the time I have enough money.
Has to be enough before you consider.
Has to be like, imagine, like, you know, the point is, like, imagine going to, obviously you're going to enjoy the city, but then you know the point is of you traveling is because of the concert.
Yeah.
So imagine spending all that money just for one concert. I mean, I love Coldplay, but I love Shadow Lavai. You get so when you look at the cost, it's actually a lot. But
that's love, sacrifice. You have to sacrifice.
That's why I said there's a limit. To which I can sacrifice.
Okay, so what's the most?
I mean, I can stream the concert. I can stay up to.
That's not a sacrifice.
I can stay up to 5 a.m. to watch Lionel Messi.
Okay, that is a sacrifice.
But like,
you're a better man than I am.
I'm a better man than.
What's the most that you would actually do or you've done that you think is like, that thing? I gave it my all for that. Maybe influencer or like.
The most I would do or the most I've done actually, I think it's just argue, like you mentioned.
For hours.
Twitter bands, right?
And the thing is, that thing will be shooking you in your room as you argue with the person.
I mean, like, I'm like, this person, do you know no ball? As in, like, you don't know what you're talking about. And we kept on, like, it was a whole trend and people kept on posting and reposting and all that. And I was like, nah, I can't just let this shit slide. I have to say my two cents. And I did. And then someone replied me and I was like, do you even know we are talking to? And I replied him back again. Then replied me all on the timeline.
on the timeline
that everybody can see. And then I was like, I think I have to draw a line. I can't just be arguing with you. I don't even know if this person is even maybe like 12 or 13 or something. And he's arguing with me. So I'm like, I have to stop. And then I think I argued, just had a conversation and then mixed opinion with a friend. On the old Kanye West issue as well, I think that's the most I've done. Shay, what's the most you've done?
The one that I know that feels like most was when I went for one whiskey show and he made me wait for like hours.
Which one is that?
Remember?
Was it?
waited from.
I remember.
I think we got there like 8.
No, was it 8 or 9?
Got there like 8. Let me.
Let's say we got there like 8.
Let me add Jara to it, okay. Because I'm angry. Got there like 8 and the idiots. I stand you. You're an idiot for keeping me waiting. It's like he's not coming to like 2.
Whiskey didn't show up until like past 3 or 2.
Yeah, so I can you imagine.
You know, but the good part was that we enjoyed all our artists before Whiskey came.
Shut up. you know something about I hate waiting. So I waited 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Before
1.
The show started. The show started like around 12, so I remember.
Do you know how much people that's a full one day.
Remember, we got to the show and then we had to wait outside or something. Then we got into one place that we got food. We're waiting. I'm like, people are tired.
Now, if they cannot stream, if I cannot stream it on YouTube, leave me alone. I'm not going. That's the most I've done and I will ever do.
So, Shay, you're not going to Whiskey's concert?
I will go, but if I get there at 8 o'clock.
I doesn't show.
By 9:30. I'm going back to my house. You go back to my house.
I mean, I think Nigerian artists need to do better, actually.
I think it happened too. Was it last December with Burna?
Yeah, it happened last December with Burna. People complained. Yeah. I mean, I was a Burna fan when nobody knew him.
Well,
when he was singing like all them songs, I was a Burna fan when nobody knew. But
now people know him.
I can't be sharing my stand. I can't be sharing. I mean, like, so I'm like, you know what? You can have him. He's all yours. Yeah. So it happened with Burna. I think it happened with Shay. What show did we attend last year?
There was another one too. There was one face like this. Those ones don't keep
people. Ruger, they
those ones are normal artists.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. They're sensible people. Let me put it that way.
But I think that one started on time, actually. I think we didn't even get inside before they even started already. So yeah.
But what I will not do is, if it's involving collecting my money to
support.
So, I like you, but
so actually, you know, there's this thing that happens very much in Nigerian entertainment industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and a celebrity, right, who maybe had an accident or fall sick, then they will ask people to donate money to him. Can you do that for yourself?
Sure, I can actually do that. I'm talking about the ones the Big Brother people do.
Oh,
unsolicited. They want to buy them a brand new car.
Have you bought yourself a brand new? Whoever is collecting the money, have you bought yourself a brand?
So those kind of.
I know what I'm going to do.
I wouldn't do it. Unless they are like in proper need, situation like you explained. Aside that, even that one too. If you have small dick and you're asking for money, you know.
You know me.
I don't see a picture of
on the segment.
Forgive me. So yeah.
I mean, that's it. Like,
what about you? You're saying something.
I mean, like, yeah, the only time I can do that collecting money for a celebrity is if I'm even collecting the money.
So you can take your share.
If I'm even collecting the money, I can organize this thing and I'll collect my own share. That one is normal because I cannot be collecting money for a celebrity. I mean, I will not see anything.
I can probably stay up later as well, but that one cannot happen consistently.
I mean,
like the way you are watching Inter Miami,
I would stay up every weekend.
That's be a one-time sacrifice because Akilu day now. It's only you. So there's my own limit is you have to.
Shey that is talking, he's gonna stay up to watch KSI and Logan Paul fight.
As long as his fight is reasonable.
It's okay.
Anything more than 11 o'clock, my hand is not deep. I feel like I have one, boys. I have one question I want to ask, but I feel like should I even ask it?
What's your question, boys?
People that. This is like it's related to religion. People like, let me say, stand the men of God.
Men of God.
And the man of God is showing signs that he's not a man of God.
I mean, that's another topic. We don't want to start a war.
Who's going to fight us?
Who's going to stop me?
Who's going to stop me?
It doesn't make any sense. Regardless of whether the man of God is showing signs.
But
he's
a man of God now.
Relax. Regardless of whether the man of God is showing signs of being a man of God or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think there should be a limit as to how people should stand their spiritual leaders.
But it's religion, now you have.
I mean, it's religion, it's all good. But then the point is that who says God can't talk to you directly?
Yes, God can talk to me directly.
Yes, who says God can't tell you what He wants you to do? I mean, that's why you have your Bible and your Quran, right? You can read and understand. So I see marriages go to fight, or because the husband says do this and the wife says no, my pastor says I should do this. I mean, like. At some point,
you have to use your common sense.
You have to use your common sense. I mean, you can stand your man of God. I see people will be posting their pastor every day.
What's wrong? You post Messi every time.
I didn't even post Messi. The only time I posted Messi was during the World Cup.
Okay, fine.
When
you ever posted your man of God, your pastor?
Who's my pastor?
TV.
I mean, they post him, pastor this just bought
He's
a new car, pastor this just moved to a new apartment, pastor this just this, pastor
Are
this.
You jealous?
And no, I'm not even jealous. They're not moving to the family too. Now posting his kids, his wife. I'm like, relax, man, pipe down. You get it. Let him give you the ministry on Sunday, and then on during the day of the week, you live your life.
Yeah, 1 week.
I mean, one
day in a week, Christian.
In the Bible, it says, "Remember the Sabbath days, keep it holy." He didn't say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sorry, Sabbath is Saturday, right? I get it. So at some point, you can do it, but then at some point, it gets too toxic. It gets extreme.
I think I've heard stories where, I think this is not even Nigeria, I think I heard it, I don't know where you see those stories on maybe Facebook or whatever, where the man of God is asking them to do things that doesn't
make sense,
like
exactly.
Drink his, maybe sweat.
Or kiss his feet.
Or sleep with somebody else's wife. I mean, those kind of ones.
At some point, you have to use your 32 and be like,
So,
If you're a religious stand, I mean, I get you, do what you have to do to get to your heaven, or...
What do you mean your heaven? I see you don't plan on going to the heaven.
I mean, I plan. I already have my mansion up there. Big man God. We fixed it already, fam.
I hope so for your sake.
Feel me?
I feel you, bro. My bro.
So, yeah, that's just what it is. So, Shay, before we go, what do you have for our listeners on their stand issue, on this stand matter?
on the stan culture, I would say just use your head. If you are standing anybody, use your head, because those people, as much as it seems like they care about you, at the end of the day, nobody cares. They don't even know you.
Exactly.
So I don't think there's any reason for you to put your life on hold
or at for risk. Them.
I would say take any person or any content person that you don't know personally, like any influencer, celebrity, take it as entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it as entertainment. If you have it, fine. If you enjoy it, fine. But don't dip it too much. That's what I'll say.
Okay, that's good.
Don't go and be sacrificing your job. Instead of you to wake up, you know you're going to wake up 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Who are you?
You're not watching Messi.
Who are you talking
if
to?
If they start, you know, Messi will not give his plenty salary to share with
but
you.
Have you watched Messi play football?
When they start to finish, is that football that you go and sit down with?
I'll pay you. Leave me.
That's all I'm saying. Just use your head. Like, your life does not revolve around, shouldn't revolve around any person you stand or any celebrity.
True that.
So, Timmy, over to you.
Well, what I have to say is that as much as you might want to stand anybody, also your own self, so people can stand you, right? Mm. So, I'm a Wizkid FC. When are they going to do your OFC?
You to start something.
I mean,
what if point I don't is, have talent?
You don't have to. So, it doesn't have to be a talent for you to. I mean, there are people that stand Elumelu, right? Mm-hmm. There are people that stand Dangote. Dangote can do no wrong in their eyes. I mean, Dangote is not an entertainer, neither is Elumelu.
This one is role model. Timmy, I don't know what we're talking about.
I mean, so you to do something that people look up to you and be like, oh, this person, I'm Elumelu FC.
No.
you know they do.
I know they do. In this world, there will be the Stanners and the Stanis.
So you ought to be the what?
Stanis.
But I mean, like, just don't go too far on it. I mean, like, you also have your own life. You also have things you want to do for your own self. I mean, put that on the front burner. So at some point, if it's not music they do, if not YouTube they do, if not, even if it's cashier or accountant you're doing, do it so well, and then let people actually look up to you and stand you as well. Like, if they are looking for cashier, now you they go concord. You get, that's just what it is, man.
That's your take.
That's my take.
I want to add one small thing that is not.
What's your?
But the thing is, sometimes the standing thing, doing it too much, can be a means to an end. Like, for example, now, if I know that if I meet Wizkid, you will drop something for me that will change my life forever.
But how much does he want to drop that will change your life forever?
Don't worry about that. Let me see him first.
And again, the thing is that, like, if you look at the people do it. So there are some stan accounts, right, that they make money.
Sure.
Yeah, so people do it, but then, like, as for those
sometimes
ones,
it means to an end. You know that if I associate myself with this person, I'm going to gain something being attributed to them.
I do get
so
that.
So maybe if that's what you two are doing, then two is cutting four, then that's fine.
Yeah, that's true. If that in this day and age,
everybody be using each other.
Yes, there are a lot of business ideas. So if you're thinking that, oh, I'm going to create a parody account of this person, and I'm going to be posting Elon Musk. Elon Musk with a Twitter voice. It's when he's sharing money. If money reaches your side, I mean, that's also another means to an end. But in all, put yourself first and understand that what you're doing, in everything you're doing, you're actually working to the betterment of your own future and not just blindly standing somebody that doesn't even know you exist. Wow. That's it. So this is what we're coming to an end of this episode.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for standing us.
Don't stop standing us blindly. This does not apply to you
people. This does not apply to our listeners. Our listeners can stand us as much as they want. I mean, like, fight your parents because they don't want to listen to this podcast.
Exactly.
If possible, break up with your boyfriend if he said he doesn't want to listen to this podcast. If he said he has another better podcast to listen to, break up with him because he doesn't know what is good for him.
Exactly.
So thank you very much for listening up until this point. Don't forget to subscribe. So where are they subscribing?
Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Breaker, AudioMac. We're everywhere. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at IndieMiduFM.
Yep.
Go listen to our previous episodes too as well.
Listen to our previous episode. Say again. Say it. I'm not feeling the energy in your voice. Say it again, fam.
Okay, fine.
If you don't say, I'll go back to my British accent.
Okay, fine. Go to our website at IndieMiduFM.
You're talking about it very well, fam. You have to. I like to feel your energy, more passion, more energy.
If I take this, I slam it under your mouth. Slam it under your mouth. Okay. Then just leave me as I am. Just leave me as I am. So go follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. Leave a comment. Actually, you can actually leave like a audio, whatever.
Yeah, you can leave audio notes. So
let us
yeah.
know what you think about the stand. If you think we are wrong and we are saying nonsense, let us know.
Let's know.
You can stand us, but you know, you can still correct us. So we are open to feedback too as well. Share with your friends. You can send this podcast to your stand. You can send it to Messi now.
Of course, so Messi listens to my podcast. He good, does.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Well, although he doesn't speak no English, but he listens to my podcast.
I'm very happy for you. And then yeah, just you know, live responsibly.
Yes.
Stand responsibly.
Exactly.
That's all I'm gonna
say. And till we come back in the next 2 weeks, keep standing us.
That's what's up.
Irresponsibly.